This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
God, as opposed to the kingdom of this world, there's a big difference. He'll give you the desires of your heart, but you need to seek Him first. What are you seeking? Are you seeking things to consume it upon your lust? I'm telling you, some of the stuff I hear people are seeking and after, oh man, it makes you wonder. Remember, God will give you what you need. Now don't get me wrong, we should have some aspirations in life, but if we are not seeking the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And it's sad to say that many don't even care about what God cares about. They're seeking things that don't matter. I want you to get this verse here because this is what Jesus said here. And He said this is what He came to seek. And I'm asking you the question, if we are to be followers of Christ, we should seek what He seeks. Luke chapter 19, 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 10 says this, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So I ask you a question. What was Jesus doing? He was seeking and to save that which was lost. And that was everybody. And if we are saying we are Christians, we are followers of Christ, we supposed to be seeking the lost. Oh, but no, we are so comfortable in our little bubble. We don't want to bother anybody. We don't want to ruffle any feathers. We don't want to tell anybody that they're going to hell for eternity. And Christ is the gift that God has given us for the pardon of our sins. But no, we're seeking to build our bank account. We're seeking to build a house. We're seeking to go on trips. We're seeking everything instead of seeking the kingdom of God. Wow. He said, "Seek, and ye shall find." Make no mistake about it here. Look at verse 8 in Matthew chapter 7. It says, "For everyone that asketh, receiveth." Remember, He said everyone there, because you're going to get an answer, yes or no. And then He said, "He that seeketh, findeth." Now, there are some conditions. There are some conditions. You will not find until you meet this condition. Look at this condition. Jeremiah 29:13. We're almost done. Jeremiah 29:13 reads it, says it this way, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Wow. Let me tell you, there's so many nice people out there going to hell because they're seeking the Lord with works. There's so many people out there educated, seeking the Lord by knowledge. Let me tell you this and be clear, that if it's not from the heart, you will not enter in. For the Bible says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." You must believe with your heart. And He says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." In other words, He doesn't want a piece of it. He doesn't want 99.9%. He wants 100% of you. Until you're ready to die to yourself and say, "Here am I, Lord," you're not ready. So many of people saying they're looking for the Lord. And I told you, Psalms 19, He's talking to you every day. You only find Him when you get rid of your preconceived
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.